Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. Happy Monday. It is definitely a happy Monday for all you Eagles fans. Eagles supporters, the Eagles handed the Vikings their first loss of the season. Who would have thought it could happen? But it did. 21-10, the Eagles were able to overcome a tough game from Carson Wentz and get an outstanding game from the defense as well as the special teams. Two of the three phases were right on point, and the Eagles are now 4-2, getting ready to head to Dallas with the NFC East divisional lead on the line. What a game that's going to be. But before we do, I'm your host, Teron Davenport. Welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. We are sponsored today by SeatGeek. Be sure to download the SeatGeek app and use that for all of your ticket needs, not only sporting events, concerts as well. Looking at this game, what we want to do today is just focus on the defense. And I really want to just look at what Jim Schwartz was able to do. It's very interesting because a lot of the talk heading into the game was about Sam Bradford being so familiar with the Eagles offense and how that would be an advantage for the Vikings defense. Well, it turns out the actual reverse is what happened. The Eagles defensive players were so familiar with Sam Bradford that it actually helped them. Malcolm Jenkins, we talked to him after the game, and he talked about how he was able to, well, not he, but the unit themselves, they knew situations that Sam Bradford didn't like to be in. They knew that he wasn't going to move out of the pocket. He wasn't the most mobile guy, but they knew what looks to show him that would confuse him. And I actually wrote about that on the Eagles Wire, so be sure to check that out a little more detail. But it's very interesting how they were able to do that. Jordan Hicks also said that there was some carryover from practice against him, and they knew some of the things that would limit him. They knew that he didn't like that pressure coming from the outside. And that's what Connor Barwin said as well. So you had Brandon Graham, Connor Barwin, these guys screaming off the edge. You also had some safety blitzes. There was a different thing for the Eagles. They blitzed, I believe it was, I'm not sure exactly what the number was, but it was a higher number of blitzes than normal out of Jim Schwartz. And that's something you saw Rodney McLeod and Malcolm Jenkins, they were coming off the edge. McLeod had the sack strip. By the way, they had 3 sack strips, or actually 4, and recovered 3 of them, I want to say. Great job by that defense. One of the fumbles, it was recovered by Bo Allen, who was stepping in for Benny Logan, and that, it was pretty funny. He channeled his inner fullback and was able to get 10 yards on that fumble recovery. Rodney McLeod came off the edge, and he knocked the ball out of Bradford's hands. Brandon Graham did a lot as well. But I did get to talk to Bo Allen, who was fortunately getting a start against his hometown team. He's from the Minnesota area. He was told that he was going to start. Leading up to the week, he had an idea he was going to, but he was told that the actual start was going to happen. He was told that on game day, he had a lot of family in town for the game, obviously because it's the hometown team. I think the best guest that he had was his mother, who is a breast cancer survivor. And in honor of her, he puts a pink bow in his ponytail when he plays, and he wears the pink gloves. So that's a good shout out. My mother-in-law actually is a breast cancer survivor also, so you know that this whole month is a special month for me. But nevertheless, let's get into the Bo Allen interview. Here you go, right here, folks.
So getting the start against your hometown team, man.
It's funny how that works out. It was cool. You know, I had a ton of family in town. A lot of my family's Vikings fans and a lot of friends, and people back home are Vikings fans. So it's just kind of funny how that kind of stuff just tends to happen, you know. First start, and you know, they made me a captain, which is really cool. Right. They had that kind of faith in me, so it's a pretty special day for me.
Getting an opportunity to step in with Benny Logan out.
Yep.
Was there a certain point where you found out that you were going to get the start? Was that a game time decision?
No, I kind of knew, you know, during the week that it might come down to that. You never really know, you know, until game time, but you know, it doesn't really change a whole lot. I've said this so many times, and it's really cliche, pretty overused, but when you're a backup and you're playing, you know, 30 snaps a game or whatever, you're kind of used to preparing, and you know what you need to do. And I've been in the, you know, the NFL for 3 years now, and I kind of know how to get myself right. So, you know, I think that kind of preparation showed today.
What really is the key? I mean, you and the big fella next to you, you guys, you get that pressure inside. Uh-huh. You know, you stack the line, don't allow them to have rushing lanes. But what goes into that?
You know, as a defensive line unit, and then as a defense, you just got to work together. You guys all got to be on the same page. And, you know, we're a group of guys, we really like each other. We like to, you know, have fun. And I think we had a lot of fun out there on the field today. And I think that kind of showed in our play, too. You know, we were celebrating after plays, and you know, it just that was a really fun game for us defensively. And I think when you have that, when you play like that, it just creates energy for everybody, the fans, the offense, and you know, it's a good time out there.
The energy and momentum, I mean, I think that's a very underrated part of the game. What's it like to be able to come back in front of your fans? How much of an advantage does that
give you? It felt so nice to be back in the Link. It seems like we haven't been back here in months. So it was awesome to get back here and play, you know, playing Philly, playing the Link, and our fans were on fire today. So it was great. And when you can get that from a defense, or you know, when you're on the field as a defense and you hear everyone cheering and you hear them, and then their offensive line can't hear anything, it's exciting. It's sick. It's awesome.
There you have it. That was Bo Allen. And one of the things I want you guys to focus on in that is how he said it was fun to play football, and how he said he could not wait to get back in front of you guys, the hometown fans. Here's the deal, folks. Couple more weeks, you're going to have another home game. What better way to get tickets if you don't have them than to download the SeatGeek app? SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for football games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on its value. You'll immediately see any underpriced tickets or seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Best of all, you guys, my listeners, get a $20 rebate off of your first SeatGeek purchase. Here's how you do that. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add promo code. Enter the promo code LOEAGLES. That will get you a $20 rebate after you made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOEAGLES right now. So back to this game and the defense. 19 hits on the quarterback. I don't care who you are, how tough you are, Brett Favre, Dan Marino, Cam Newton, or anybody else. You get hit 19 times, it's going to affect you. And that's what happened in that game. Sam Bradford missed a lot of throws that he normally makes. He had Stephon Diggs on a quick corner route, overshot him. He had one of the tight ends on another route and overshot him. There were times where he had open receivers and targets, but he just couldn't get on track because, let's face it, you have 19 hits. You know, that means you're getting to the quarterback. And not to mention how many times they forced a fumble. You look, there were two forced fumbles, sack strips, that happened on the backside. He didn't even see it coming. So imagine, I mean, you're rolling out and you got that pressure coming from your backside. You don't even know. Man, that was a tough game for Sam Bradford. That defense really wanted to make it difficult for him. They knew that he hated the pressure, like all quarterback does do. And that's, how they were able to stifle that Vikings offense. I think that defensive line deserves a lot of credit. Bo Allen, Fletcher Cox, absolutely dominated on the inside. He rebounded from two lackluster games, and his presence was surely felt. Without his running mate, Benny Logan, there, Bo Allen stepped in and started. Destiny Vial got a couple snaps as well. But they had six sacks in total. What more can you say? I mean, Malcolm Jenkins had the fumble recovery, and he played really well today also, just in coverage and helping, get the defense set up. You got to shout out Jordan Hicks also, led the team in tackles. He quietly had a standout game. His speed, just tracking down the ball carrier and running with the tight ends, it really showed. He's going to be a bright, bright spot for the Eagles at the linebacker position going forward. And just carrying over a very good rookie season. And he's playing that middle linebacker position the way you want to play, man. Coming down and spiking the gaps, doing what you have to do against the run. Nigel Bradham and even Michael Kendricks. You know, these guys also play well. Bradham had a sack. Kendricks had, he was able to force Bradford out of the pocket, a QB hurry. Brandon Graham, man, five hits on the quarterback. He had a sack as well. And Graham just continues to dominate coming off of that edge. And man, what more can you say about him? You got this guy in the 4-3. He has four sacks on the season, and he's on track for his best year as a pro. So that really says a lot to how much the system warrants a player's success. And Brandon Graham actually spoke about that after the game. He said being in the 4-3 is the reason why he's playing so well. So shout out to B. Graham. And Steven Means came in and got himself a sack strip also. I mean, look, these guys are really getting in there. Steven Means coming off of that edge just goes to show you. I mean, I believe it was only five snaps that he played, but, in those five snaps, he got a sack strip. So it just goes to show you how deep they are at the defensive end position. Vinny Curry, was solid against the run. Connor Barwin had a sack strip. And man, I you just can't say enough about what they were able to do up front. Marcus Smith played outstanding defense against the run. There was a one play where Asiata tried to bounce it outside. He had that outside contain. He stuck one of his hands out there, his arms, and brought Asiata down. And Asiata's not a small back, but he brought him down. And if he hadn't done that, that would have been a big gain for the Vikings. So really good job by that defense. As well as Rodney McLeod. I'm not sure that there's a pair of safeties playing better than McLeod and Jenkins right now. McLeod had the interception in the first quarter, in the end zone. They started the drive at first and goal at the 2-yard line, and the Eagles stopped them from even putting 3 points up. And that is the kind of thing that sets the tone for a game, and that's what they did on that first drive. They said, heck no. Heck no, you're not scoring against us. And they held them to 3 points all the way until the final couple drives. They had the Cordarrelle Patterson touchdown from Bradford in junk time. That defense, you can't say much more about them. I love what Jalen Mills was saying. John Clark on Twitter actually posted a video, and Jalen Mills was just calling the guys out for their pride, and he said, this team has the nerve to say they're the best defense in the league, knowing that we're in the building, we're on the field too. And he just said, let's go out and show the world who is the best defense. And I'm not going to say the Vikings or Eagles or Seattle Seahawks are the best defense, but I still remain steadfast in saying that this Eagles defense is a top five defense in the NFL. Let me know your thoughts on it. Shoot me a post on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. You could also hit me, follow the work at theeagleswire.usatoday.com. I love to talk shop, so anytime you have any topics you want to discuss or any players you want me to grab interviews with, you just let me know and I'll do it. That's how we do. I do this show for you guys, the listeners. I appreciate you guys tuning in. On that note, it is time to go. Definitely be back tomorrow. I think we're going to talk a little offense. Let's see what Doug Peterson has to say as well. That's the show, folks. Talk to you tomorrow. Happy Monday, everyone.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.